We kind of shift gears just a little bit here, Joe, and go from the senator to talking about an event that helped raise a couple of $1,000. And I believe I have joining us right now is Alex Bazanson. Alex, are you there?
I'm here, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good. Alex Bazanson, of course, he and the Hug Foundation holding a celebrity softball tournament. Joe, I was expecting you to come out. They needed, you know, some unbiased umpires. We could have used you this weekend.
I stopped playing softball after I turned 10.
Yeah, but I said an umpire, which means you just...
after you turned 10.
Yeah. But, you know, we had a great time, and we did it all for a great cause.
That is great.
You know what HUG stands for, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Share it with us. Yeah, dead air kills
everything. No, I do know what it is. It's helping us give. Is that what it is?
Help us give.
See, I did know.
God help me.
I was just hoping it would be something that would happen after the show, Kevin.
Anyways, Alex, I got to say, it was a great event. And who knew that the last game of the day on Saturday, this past Saturday, would be a thriller?
It really turned out to be a great day. We had 9 teams played. We had about 150 players and probably at least that many spectators and kids. And like you said, the final game went into 11 innings before we crowned Rockland Ice Rink the champs.
And you will have to let folks know. See, there were special rules. Actually, when it first started, because
like
it was,
like when you got up to bat, everyone moved in.
Wow.
You know, Joe, for a guy who didn't get up
Kevin,
there, at least
I think Joe should be there next year.
I'm coming next year. Yeah. Now I am.
Yeah, but here's the problem: Joe won't be able. He's writing checks that his mouth can't cash.
Okay.
You know, I will say this: I was able to get a couple. I struck out a couple of times because it was one pitch. He had one pitch to swing at.
Okay.
But I get a couple of hits too. So
good.
It was a good time.
We did a one swing.
Yeah.
Sometimes there were numerous pitches, but it was a one swing, and there were a three-run limit, I believe.
Yeah.
Three-home run limit.
Yeah.
Per inning. Ryan really did the rules on that. But we did that in order to keep it moving along.
Yeah.
We had a great party afterwards, and we wanted to get into as many games as we could. So we could all go and have a cookout and relax and have a good time afterwards. So
again,
we wanted to beat the rain because it's been raining, as you know, forever.
Yeah.
And we shortened it up at the last minute to try and beat afternoon thunderstorms. But everyone had a great time, and we're thrilled. We made several thousand dollars, and it was just a great time. Every team that entered this year said they want to get back next year, and other teams want to get in.
I will have to say, I hear a rumor that the Hug Foundation Cup didn't make it through the after party.
Well, it ended up in the swimming pool a couple of times. That's what happens when you have frustrated NHL players that never won the Stanley Cup.
Really?
And
You're not laying the blame on anybody, are you?
I'm not mentioning names, but I will say it was an NHLer.
Okay. Would it be one that could have been caught with a red solo cup at any point in time during the day?
Probably.
Yes.
Check out the pictures on Facebook.
Enough said. I did actually have a chance to post some up on Facebook if folks are either friends of mine, or actually what I'm going to do probably tonight is I'm going to post them up on the Monday Night Talk Facebook page. So if you like that page, then you can go on and take a look at them. It was a fantastic time, and I'm proud to say at least we did not go to the championship game, but the team that beat us was the team that ultimately won it in 11 innings. And it's funny because the two teams that ended up facing each other were home run threats. Both teams had guys that were capable of putting it over the fence or sending it a long way. And that was what ended the game, was a home run, because they lifted the three home run rule.
Well, we lifted that just to get the game over with, to tell you the truth. It was 11 innings. Everyone was tired. And we had to make some rule changes in order to move the game along. But everyone had a great time. And I thank you for, you know, publicizing it for us and participating. We had great celebrities there, from Bruins alumni to NFL players, Peter McNeely, boxer. Everyone had a great time. Everyone says they're back next year. And maybe WATD could even put their own team in next year.
Unfortunately, I've already committed to Team Choka for next year. I've already spoke with Dave. My team was Team Choka, and we, you know, I thought we had a great bunch.
You gonna let me on
team
your team?
Rossi would be good.
Yeah, we'll see what team. Right? Yeah, but he'd have a bunch of guys who, you know, a bunch of guys who cut lawns and whole.
Yeah, huge buffed guys.
Buff guys. Yeah. String beans. I think you should get a team together, Joe.
I probably should. I'll get the illustrious senator to put a help me put a team together. Since he's extremely good at softball.
I invited him. He was unable to attend.
I'll make sure he's there.
Okay.
No, I didn't see him there. But Joe, he could be your celebrity on your team.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
It's not saying much.
But. Hey, I'm a celebrity, right?
That's right. So you'll have two celebrities.
No, wait. You're like a sub-celebrity.
What am I like? WATD's B-list?
You're like Kathy Griffin.
Maybe you could get Representative Deal to be on your team.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Right. There's some ideas.
You might have some ideas here.
Yeah. Maybe Josh Cutler.
I'll get a list of the strongest, biggest legislators in the state
that
and make sure they're
nothing.
On our
that
team.
Don't mean nothing.
No, but you know, run into a base, do. Kevin, they could take you out.
Alex, I want to thank you. Now, folks may not have been able to attend or participate, and as always, this is a great cause. If folks want to still give and help out your organization, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to hugfoundationma.org, and there's a donate button on there. We're always accepting donations. We've helped out 25 people and organizations this year alone. I counted up the total today, and that's from donating signed hockey sticks and pitches to other fundraisers to actually paying a man's mortgage that is out of work because of cancer. We donated some items to a fundraiser this past Saturday night for a lady in Abington that was just diagnosed with ALS and they have to remodel her house.
Oh, goodness.
So we do a lot of stuff like that. And, again, hugfoundationma.org. And I'd like to announce our next great event, and I think you were there last year, Kevin. It's an annual Patriots tailgate party at J.P. Bryan's, and that'll be October 13th this year, Columbus Day weekend.
And
so
we'll
hope to see everybody there. Of course, there'll be some celebrities there. And that's always a great time. J.P. Ryan's very good to the HUG Foundation.
And we'll look forward to probably having you on in September to make sure we remind folks.
That sounds great.
There he is. Alex Bezanser from the HUG Foundation joining us. We're going to step aside when we come back. We're going to talk with Dave Gosher from the Boston Bruins.